All right, welcome to today's podcast, the bonus session. Last week, if you didn't listen to it, go back and listen to it. You absolutely, you'll find out some great information that'll help you be the CFO of your life. We talked about that, being the chief financial officer of your life. Doesn't that sound good? I mean, it sounds highly paid. Sounds like there might be some perks. There really is. When you become the CFO of your life, it'll change the way you think about money. All right. You know, so many people are so bound by excuses all the time. And I want to help you with that today. They're always making excuses of why. I can't tell you why they can't make it. Well, it's my dog. It's my mom put my panties on too tight. My milk was too, there's a Corona. This, and then there's other people where you're making excuses. They're making progress. Okay. So you can't be a winner and a whiner at the same time. And so many people are slaves still today to the slave of debt. Debt, the acronym, doing everything but thinking. And they're really not winning in life because they're not thinking like a winner. They're thinking like a whiner. They're also in this world listening to the news all the time, and they're listening to bad news. Therefore, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and they're not thinking positive. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So there's a rule that what's in your heart comes out your mouth. When you were dating her, you were talking about her or him all the time, right? Oh, man, he's so nice. He holds my hand when we're in line at Taco Bell. Oh, he's just so pretty, man. And he came early and he bought me flowers. Okay, because it's in your heart, it's coming out your mouth. So I want you to really own this and be free from the debt and tyranny and bitterness that happens with all this pain to really, really be the financial officer of your life. So, one of the things we can do is, I'm going to tell the story real quick. I was with a guy who's super rich. In fact, he took a whole year off. He's in the entertainment business, and we had breakfast the other morning, and he was joking. He said, man, did you hate it when people ask you over the house on Tuesday night to tell you about a business opportunity? He said all the time people come over when I was younger, they'd be like, hey, let's come over on Tuesday night and let's do this. And he said they would play a videotape and they would tell me all this stuff. And at the end of it, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be rich. And he said, then I just have to go meet with three of my friends. And he said, I'd go try to tell them. And I'm like, hey, I want you to sign up for this. And they're like, well, what's the benefits? And he's like, I don't know, but we're going to be rich. He couldn't sell it like they sold it, but he knew we're going to be rich. And he said, finally, he just figured out he had to find out his niche, the race that he needed. And I'm not saying that multi-level marketing is a bad thing. I'm just saying in this case, oftentimes that's not the actual thing that's going to bring you the wealth or make you rich. Getting information to get power, being the CFO of your life, helps a lot. Just killing the debt in your life keeps the bank from sucking all the money out of your life. So at least you would have that passive income, right? Because you're dealing with, or you're solving the money problems. In fact, that's where I want you to go today, is solvingyourmoneyproblems.com, and get my systems where I teach you hours and hours through lectures like this on what to do, how to buy a car, whether you should lease or buy a car, what investments to make. All that is found in the system, and you can get it today just by going to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com. But again, I told you that story to tell you this. If there's a way to be a dollar behind, listen to me now, there's a way to be a dollar ahead. But it doesn't come by one person coming and saying, you're going to be rich, right? It comes by, are you ready? Have you built the financial foundation? Do you have the physical education necessary? I'm not talking about just going to school. I'm talking about the information that I'm teaching you today and on these CDs and DVDs and everything I have in my book. I can give you the information and you can say, hang on a minute. I'm actually going to no longer be the debtor. People are going to owe me money because I'm going to change the way I think, and I'm going to actually practice certain rules and governances that I will never change from. And so it looks like this: 10, 10, 80. If you're driving down the road, just say it with me: 10, 10, 80. It's got a ring, right? 10, 10, 80. That means the first 10% of your income goes to God. The second 10% goes in the bank, and then you live off the 80%. People say, I can't do that. I can barely make it on the 100% I got now. No, you can do it. And I can show you, if you get the solvingyourmoneyproblems.com system, I can show you how to do it, because all you have to do is start trimming fat. You're a CFO now. You got to do that. You got to think like a CFO. A chief financial officer goes in and say, hey, we don't need batteries this month. Why are we buying all this candy? Who's stealing the batteries? What's up? So you're taking an axe to this. And so if you do this right, what it does is it gets you in proper alignment for the assignment on your life. So if God gets the first 10%, you have 10% in the bank and you live off the 80%. Now, if there's a COVID, if there's a shutdown, you can actually take the 10% in which you saved. Say you got fired, laid off. Now that money is not just a safe place to actually just pay your bills. It's actually, I'm going to take the money that I now have in reserve and I'm going to invest it and start my own business. I'm sitting in a really cool shirt right now. It feels really good. It's just breathes good. I really like it. There's a woman in our church that she gave it to me. She gave me a bunch of them because during COVID, there were some setbacks going on and so on. And so her and her husband started a business in their basement selling online. I don't know if you've ever heard of the World Wide Web. Okay. So no more brick and mortar store. People liked it. And then they started writing reviews, which is what I want you to do on this podcast today. And things kind of got out of hand, and it takes over the whole basement during COVID. And then it takes over the whole garage. And then guess what? Almost all the businesses are shut down. So they were able to go and negotiate on an entire strip mall. This thing is unbelievable. We did a video testimony on them. It was that impressive. Row after row, thousands and thousands of chairs flying off the rack, and they're making a killing. I'm sitting in the shirt right now because it is. It's superior. It feels great. But in other words, she didn't say this is a setback. She said this is a comeback because they had their financial act together, because they had the information together. They're actually living their best life right now. Three guys at our church, they had an idea. God will give you an idea. And their faith was high because they've been at this church for years. And I've been talking about the next 4 years will be a banner year. And 2020 is the big one. I don't know what's going to happen in 2020, but believe you the prophets and so shall you prosper. Second Chronicles 2020. If you were at our church, you know the drill. We had a slide. We set it. And so now all this stuff starts happening. And these three guys at our church, they got in the vitamin business together. And it was this really great vitamin that made people lose weight. I mean, you know, people like that feel better. And there was a lot of profit in it. And they just sent me a voicemail last night when I was going to bed. They're like, Pastor David, you just can't believe this. We never dreamed during COVID in 2020 that all three of us wouldn't just become millionaires, but we would become multi-millionaires. All three of them. Here's the great news. They all go to our church and they're tithers. So it's a blessing to the church. But you say, I wish that would happen to me. Nothing good ever happens to me. Stop saying that. Show me your friends. I'll show you your future. You have what you say. Out of your mouth, you eat good or you eat bad. The Bible said we're snared by the words of our mouth. We eat good by the fruit of our lips. You have not because you ask not. Let's say to the mountain, be there removed and be there cast in the sea. All these are sayings. Jesus looked out and saw dark and said, let there be more darkness. No, he said, let there be light. He said the opposite of what he had. But again, God put all these parables in the Bible. He put all this wisdom in the Bible. If you read Proverbs, it talks all about this. If you really, really studied it out, you wouldn't even need my material. But my material is all laced with the Bible where it says that interest eats up the fruit of your labor. In other words, it might not be more money that you need. Like, you could have fooled me. Maybe it's better use of the money that you have. And remember, it takes money to make money. We talked about it last week about I encouraged a guy to borrow some money. Some people really get off the fence with me on this because they're like, oh my God, the Bible said this and the Bible said that. You know, if you take a scripture out of context, you get conned by the text. I think there's good. If the Bible says, if borrowing money is a sin, then God would not have told us you shall lend and shall not borrow, because then we would be saying, hey, it's okay to get people to sin. All right. So no, it's not against God's rule, or he wouldn't have said that we should benefit from it. So I think that debt is good if it's good debt. In other words, one of our churches cost $21 million. We bought it for $6.3 million. So we borrowed $5.3 million, changed a lot of lives, recovered all the debt back. That's called good debt. Okay. Here's bad debt. I'm going to buy a bass boat for $95,000, drive it off the parking lot. It's worth $45,000. Have you heard the joke that the two happiest day in a man's life is when he buys a boat? Second happiest day is when he sells the boat. Okay. So these are depreciating assets. I talk about all of this in detail in my system, solvingyourmoneyproblems.com, which you need to go do today. Some of you have been listening for weeks and you haven't done it. Well, that's part of the reason why I wish I was a millionaire. I wish I was out of debt. I wish you would go to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com and solve this thing, right? Because you don't want to be a slave. So debt is a bad source. God is your source, but debt can actually help you get out of debt. I'm going to say it again slow. Debt can help you get out of debt. You see how you do that? Well, in the system I talk about it, I'll give you a throw you a bone. Today, if you weren't lazy and you did the hard thing, you'd get on the phone and you'd call a credit card company that you owed a bunch of money to that was charging 14% or whatever, and you know, 10% or 8%. And you call them up and say, hey, I'm getting ready to switch all of my credit card over to another credit card. So can we do that right quick? And they'll go, hey, well, why? Why they're trained to do this? Why? Oh, the interest is too high. You might not even have another credit card to put it on. This is a business deal. You're the CFO now. Okay. So as the CFO of your life, you're going to go in there and say, no, I need to switch it over. They go, no, please don't leave. Please don't leave. What do we need to do? Well, you would need to match the interest rate that I'm going to get. Well, what might that be? I don't know, about three, you'd have to be at 3%. You're not even saying, you're not lying. You just say you'd have to be at 3%. And they go, well, I can't do that. But before you leave, let me let you talk to a manager. Manager gets on the phone. Hey, Mr. Crank, why are you leaving Citibank today? Well, you know, you're charging me 11% interest and I need it to be 3% or I'm going to move. No, don't leave. You've been a, I see here that you've been a customer since 1988. We don't want to lose you. If we match that, would you stay? Well, yeah, that'd be great. Bam. Look at the money you just made. You saved interest money. Now you keep doing that. Well, that's hard. I don't want to do that. I got to go home and watch my Netflix. I got to get caught up on my TikTok. No, stop it. Stop being stupid and do the hard thing. Move forward. Be the CFO of your life and enjoy your life. Those people that became multimillionaires this year, it's not because they went and, you know, grabbed the church bulletin and they came and saying how great is our God. They got information that gave them power. By the way, they're Tuesday night people. They're Sunday morning people. They're oftentimes Saturday night. They're coming because they know just hearing the information one time will not benefit you. Hearing it over and over until it becomes one with you, that's when you start winning. By the way, I'm preaching all this without notes right now. This is just stuff flowing out of me because I know how to win with money. I know how to solve your money problems. I wrote the book. So I want you to go today, solvingyourmoneyproblems.com, and get the whole system. It'll change your life, okay? Credit cards, we talked about a little bit a few weeks ago, but maybe you're new to this whole thing. A credit card is not your friend. It is not your friend, but it can help you, again, using that debt to get other debt down. So here's another way you could do it. You know, you needed to go buy, you know, whatever it is, a refrigerator. But your credit's bad, so now the next thing you know is you've got to go to the dishwasher store or wherever they sell those things, and you go in there and they say, hey, once you apply for our credit card, but it's really high based on your bad credit. If you can use a credit card in your pocket and pay that off at the end of 30 days, then you beat the system because that's the whole thing. You don't want to see how long. Man, they're not going to make me pay for this for 6 months. No, you're going to have to pay. So that's why I talked earlier about the 10-10-80 program. When you have 10% to God, 10% to the bank, hopefully when the refrigerator breaks, you've got the 10%. You never have to ever have to go to the bank anymore. I just bought a car a few days ago and I went in and I paid cash. It's so much fun to pay cash. First of all, it freaks the people out. They don't know what to do. What, you know, and then you also know what you paid. Again, remember, they sell a car payment, not the price. So I go, how much can I buy this car for? Well, what do you need your monthly payment to be? I don't need a monthly payment. Well, what do you mean? I just want to write a check. How much is the car? Most of the time, they don't even know how to do that because nobody does it. But again, I don't think like other people think. Therefore, I don't finance like other people finance. So I said, just pay cash. So we had to take forever to figure out how much it was. Then when they came back to me, I said, here's what I want to pay. I don't want to play this game all day. Here's where I've researched. Here's what it is. And I don't want to pay retail. I want to wholesale. I ended up buying the thing for literal wholesale and I paid cash. Another guy would have went up there and paid $8,000 too much and financed it for X amount of years, and he would have paid thousands more and wouldn't even known it because, you know, he just paid for the next 60 months. It feels good. And that's the goal. You're not going to get out of debt overnight because you didn't get in debt overnight. But if you'll start thinking differently right now, you no longer have to be a slave. And again, go to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com, solvingyourmoneyproblems.com, and order the system. It's only $40. Sold many times for $300 on different programs. I own the material so I can get it to you at cost. So it just don't keep swimming in debt. I'm throwing you a life preserver today. Okay. Get out of debt. Let's move forward. Another inspiring story. I love these stories because they really, really help you. Another business guy going to our church. He was in a scenario to where he was, just kind of existing. He kind of lost. There was a fog going on. He felt limited, but he's limited because of his mindset. And he was living in the land of lack. Nothing makes you feel worse than living with what I call reverse momentum. Reverse momentum makes you look worse than you really are. Forward momentum makes you look greater than you really are. Many times in organization, we were not as great as people thought we were, but we had so much forward momentum. Everybody thought I was super smart because we had a lot of momentum. And so you can get momentum. How do you get momentum? It's like losing weight. Have you ever lost a pound or you felt good? You woke up one day and you're like, oh my gosh, my stomach's flat. You know, today I'm going to watch what I eat. Then another day you're swollen. You ate some salt and you got on the scale and you let the scale determine how you feel. And so you're like, oh my goodness, look how much, it's water weight anyway. I've gained 5 pounds. No, it's water weight, but you allow the number to scare you. And now you're like, screw it. I'm going to Ted Drew's today and I'm actually going to go to Sonic and I'm going to go get some fries at Chick-fil-A. Okay. So you got reverse momentum and now you're self-sabotaging. Same thing happens with money. I want to help you. Help me help you get some forward momentum here. And say, hang on a minute, I'm going to control my life, I'm going to control my mindset, and I'm going to stop living in this poverty mentality, thinking broke. I'm going to think rich, I'm going to act rich, because broke people can't rescue girls out of sex slavery, they can't feed children in third world countries if you are a slave. Does that make sense today? So I want you today to get a hold of the system, solvingyourmoneyproblems.com, and I'm going to go into that a lot more in the days and weeks ahead. And again, I want you today to subscribe and write a review at the bottom of this, because it really does help us. And the last thing I want to share before I go is this. Stop blaming the devil. So many people blame the devil. Man, if it hadn't been for COVID, if it wasn't for my ex-wife, if I hadn't bought the truck, the devil made me do it. We have complete authority over the enemy. Most of the time it's a budgeting problem and you're allowing money to rule your life instead of you ruling your life and money, because you are the CFO of your life. You are the chief financial officer of your life. Okay. So get a hold of that information and understand that you're free. He who the Son has set free is free indeed. And God wants you to live free and be free. And again, the book is like a roadmap. It tells you step by step how to get out of debt. It goes all the way from your cable bill to your electric bill to your gas, your water, your trash, your homeowners, your tuition, your vacation, entertainment, everything, and much, much more is in there. In fact, credit card is actually a good thing. I'll tell you this before I go. Me and my family are getting ready to take a vacation here in a week or so, and we're all going to fly first class for free. It's not going to cost us anything. And we're staying at a very palatial hotel for free, not going to cost us anything. You say, well, how do I do that? Good credit. What I do is I get a certain credit card. I talk about it in Solving Money Problems. There's a certain credit card that offers some really rich benefits. And there's nothing in it for me. Anybody can get the credit card. And I talk about how to get those points and how to be ridiculous about it, meticulous and ridiculous about how to get those points. And those points accumulate. And then there's certain things you can do to go platinum. I'm platinum with this particular credit card and I'm platinum for life. So that means if I go to a hotel and I actually say, hey, I'm for instance, I was in Venice, and in Venice, there was a hotel that was, we were like, okay, we got it. We're staying for free. And the hotel would have been like $300 to $400 a night. But because I was platinum, if the room was available, they had to upgrade me. And I did that all through Europe. You know how much that room was a night? $8,500. I didn't pay $8,500, but I was in a castle. I humongous windows you could actually stand up in. I remember looking over Venice and the boats coming past, and they had sailboats running out there that night. And we just had this huge place with massive chandeliers, and it didn't cost me a dime. Why? Because I used credit. I didn't allow credit to use me. Now I go way deeper into that in the CDs and the DVDs and the book. All that can be yours. You can live the life of your dreams if you're not too lazy to do it. So solvingyourmoneyproblems.com. You need to get out your credit card right now and go there. This is one of the times I encourage you to use the credit card, because it'll save your life and we'll pay that bad boy off real quick. Go to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com. Get the material. I'll send you a complete box. I have it here in my hand. I'm going to thump it. It's a big old hard box. It says, become the CFO of your life. Solving Your Money Problems with David Crank. It's the power box. It is a system designed for everything from the POC socket that goes on your phone. So I'm with you continuously. When you're in line at Starbucks for $5 a day, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, it's $100 a month. I'm going to be there yelling at you. Go, stop it. Go home and get a cup of coffee until we get out of debt. And then you can live the life of your dreams. So go there and get it today at solvingyourmoneyproblems.com. Also, subscribe at the bottom and write a review. We'll see you soon.